Now we go on to Halacha Beis, which is a bit longer, more elaborate, and it's based on one of the longest chapters in Likutei Moran, Torah Chaf Beis, in the first half of Likutei Moran. Mitzvah Asei Sheyichtoiv Kol Echad Mi'Yisrael Sefer Torah Li'Atzmai. There's a positive commandment in the Torah that each and every single Jew should write for himself a Sefer Torah. The Iker HaMitzvah, the real fulfillment of this mitzvah in the best way is sheyichtoiv ha-sefer Torah bi'atzmai, that the person should actually write the sefer himself. Kama shekosev, as the pasuk says, v'ato kisvu lochem es hashir hazois, and now write down for yourselves, meaning each and every single individual Jew should write this for himself. We know that the halacha says that for people that can't do that, they can do one of several things. One is that they can commission a sofer. They can hire a sofer where they pay the money for it, the $30,000-$40,000 that it costs for the sofer to write the Sefer Torah, and then he is my shliach. He's doing it for me, so it's almost like I did it myself. Another way is, in addition to this, when a person fills in one of the letters of a Sefer Torah, since we know that a Sefer Torah, in which even one letter is missing or defective, the entire Sefer Torah is puzzle, it cannot be used. So therefore, by filling in even one letter of a Sefer Torah, I am completing the Sefer Torah. I get credit to a degree on a certain level as if I wrote the Sefer Torah. But again, first choice is if a person can be zoche to actually write it himself. It's interesting, I just heard a few days ago of a person who was not a professional sofer, but he wanted to fulfill this mitzvah, and he had a sofer teach him, and it took him 12 years. Over a period of 12 years, he wrote his own Sefer Torah, and they had the Achnosah Sefer Torah here in Yerushalayim a short while ago. You see the perseverance that some people have, how people know that even if it's going to take time, so what? That's what time is for. That's what life is for. Al pi hamaymar hamaschil b'simen chav beiz, this halacha will be based on the chapter in the Likutei Moran, chapter 22, which begins with the words Pirko chamisho de safra de tzniusa, based on the fifth chapter of the section in the Zohar HaKadosh that's called safra de tzniusa, the hidden sefer, where it refers to Bereshis Bora, the first two words in the Torah, Bereshis Bora, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, Bereshis Maimar. Bereshis is a complete statement. Bora, Chatzi Maimar. Bora is half a statement. The word Bora is half of the word Bereshis. The word Bereshis is six letters. Bora is three letters, the first three letters. Obviously, Zohar Kodesh explains this with tremendous depth. Rabbi Nizal says there, Av Uben. The Zohar Kodesh says that this refers to father and son. Bereshis is father. Bora is son. We know in Aramaic, the word Bora means son. Sosim Vigalia, hidden and revealed. Vechulu, etc. These are the words in the Zohar Kodesh there, upon which Rabbeinu Zal bases that chapter in Likutei Moran. And Rabbeinu Zal begins there, Da, you should know, Sheyesh Chosam, that there is a seal. And Rabbeinu Zal over there speaks about two different types of seals, a seal of the hand and a seal of the feet. Chosam de Yodin, Chosam de Raglin. Ayin Shom Kol Hamaymar Kuloi. Rabbeinu Zal says, study that entire chapter in Likutei Moran in order to get a good foundation for the halacha that we're going to be learning here. Vehine haklal. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes, you know, he gives us a little bit of a summary of the parts from that chapter in the Likutei Moran that we're going to need for this halacha. Shal yidei na'ase v'nishma zoichin l'simcha. Rav Nosson Zal says over there that by a Jew showing such faith and trust in Hashem, where the person says, Hashem, I'll do, and then I'll understand. I'm committed totally up front. Even before I understand the reason behind anything you're telling me to do, I'm committing myself 100% to do. that through Nas of an Ishma, a person is zeichet to simcha, to happiness. We know the Gemara says that when the Jews at Har Sinai said Nas of an Ishma, angels came down, 1,200,000 angels came down and placed crowns, two crowns on the head of every single Jew, a crown for Naseh and a crown for Nishma. And we know that crowns are associated with Simcha. There's a pasuk that says, V'simchas oilam al roisham, eternal happiness upon their heads, al roisham. On your head is a crown. A crown is something that's worn al harosh, on upon the head. So simcha is referred to as a crown. Heim bechinas haksorim shehechtiru v'nas v'nishma heim bechinas haksorim shehechtiru es Yisrael b'choyrev. And nas v'nishma are the crowns with which the Jewish people were crowned in Choriv. Bechinas v'heim bechinas nistor v'nigla. Rabbi Nazal over there in Likutei Moran shows how Nasa v'Nishma correspond to the hidden Torah and the revealed Torah. Shehin b'chinas Toiras Hashem v'Toiras Soi, which correspond to Hashem's Torah, the Torah when it's in Hashem's hands, when it's in Hashem's possession, and it's completely hidden from us, and then after we study the Torah, after we master the Torah, it's referred to as our Torah, Torah Soi. Rabbeinu Zal there discuss quotes the Gemaras, you know, that speak about this, that a Talmud Chacham, after he's zeichet to enter into the Torah and study it and master it, the Torah is referred to as his Torah. It's no longer Hashem's Torah; it becomes the Talmud Chacham's Torah. Bechinas Torah Utfila, and these two also Bereishis Bara, revealed, hidden. Nase Nishma also correspond to Torah and Tefillah. Ki ha-nase hu bechinas nigla, bechinas Torah soi, because Nase corresponds to the revealed part of the Torah. It corresponds to Torah versus Tefillah, and it corresponds to the Torah of the Talmud Chacham versus Hashem's Torah. V'ha-nishma, whereas Nishma, hu bechinas tefillah, nishma is associated with tefillah. Rabbi Nizal quotes the pasuk lishmoya el horino vel hatefillah, that nishma is associated with tefillah. Bechinas toiras Hashem, which is associated with Hashem's Torah, the higher level of Torah. Bechinas nistar, the hidden portion of the Torah. As Rabbi Nizal is laying out certain things, and he's showing us two columns, column A and column B. And in column A, you have Bereishis, you have hidden, you have Hashem's Torah, you have Tefillah. In column B, you have Nase, you have the Torah of the Talmud Chacham, you have Torah versus Tefillah, etc. V'tzorich kol echod lotzeis midargo ledargo. And Rabbi Nizal says over there that a Jew has to constantly be climbing, constantly be trying to go from level to level, to advance from one level to a more advanced level. Sheishtadel la'asos mehanishma nase, which means that you have to try to make what was originally nishma to you, to convert it to nase. Just like we've spoken in the past about taking makifin and making it into pnimiyim, taking that knowledge which you don't have yet, you don't understand it yet. When I don't understand something, it's referred to as a makif. It's like a halo outside my head. Once I study it and I master it, I bring it inside my brain. It's called pnimi. I bring it inside. So making from makif pnimi is similar in this chapter in Likutei Moran. The terminology that Rabbi Nizal is using is nishma and nase. I'm trying to convert from nishma, from the higher level, into nase, to bring it down. Mehatfila Torah. I'm trying to make tefillah into Torah. Mehanistar nigla. I'm trying to make that which was originally hidden into revealed. Because in each and every world, and on each and every level, we have this concept of Nase and Nishma. ובחינס הנשמה שבמדרגה זויס, אוי אצל אודם זה, and the nishma to the person on level one, or the nishma of Reuven, who bechinas nase, bechinas nigla, etzel odom acher. For Shimon, who's on a higher level, what to Reuven was nishma, to Shimon is nase. What to Reuven was called hidden Torah, to Shimon that's revealed Torah. That's easy stuff for him. He's learned it already. Oy madrego acheres hagovoya mimeno, exam, or to the level higher than that, exactly. V'chein mi darga la darga, and this goes on from level to level, ume oylam loylam, from world to world. And a Jew is supposed to be trying to constantly go higher and higher. Again, making what was originally nishma to me, converting it to nase. What was originally hidden from me, to make it revealed. And when a Jew is zocher to do this, when he makes nishma into nase, mehanister nigla, oz yeshloi nishma achar gavoya mimenu. When I convert nishma into nase, they give me, Hashem gives me a new nishma. You know, everything's in all, it's all moving, it's all dynamic. So each time I master something, when I get to level two, when I was on level one, then level two was a makif to me. Level two was like nishma to me. And all I had on in my domain was levels one and two. Level one was what I already acquired. Level two was what I have not yet acquired. The moment I move up, I master level two, level two becomes nase to me, and now level three becomes my nishma, and so on and so forth. V'chein mei oylam la'oylam, and this continues as a person travels from world to world, going higher and higher. Ad ein soif, ad infinitum. V'ayin sham kol ze heitev heitev. Look over there in chapter 22 in Likud Imran, where Rabbein Zal explains this very, very well. He really elaborates on this, and V'alidei nase v'nishma zeichem v'simcha. Now going back to what we said earlier, through nase v'nishma, a Jew is zeiche to simcha, to happiness. V'alidei simcha zeichem la'azus. And when a person is happy, that gives them the courage and the strength and the brazenness that they need for coming close to Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes the pasuk, ki chedvas Hashem, He mozchem, joy with Hashem, that is your strength, that is your oiz. So we see that happiness gives a person this azus of kedusha. And Rav Nosson Zal says now, bechinas koilois. This strength is also referred to as koil, sound. Like the sound of the shofar, the blasting sound of the shofar, which reflects Hashem's power, Hashem's strength. So koil is a reflection of azus and oiz. Vaidei azus nechnosim el akdusha. And when a person has the right kind of azus, the Mishnah says, veloi habayshan lomeid, that if a person is too shy, they'll never learn. They'll never ask questions. They'll be ashamed to come into shul. They'll be ashamed to come to the yeshiva. So the Torah teaches us that in order to come close to Hashem, a person has to break the shyness to a degree. They have to have guts. They have to have azus, that even though I'm ashamed and I'm embarrassed and I'm shy because I don't know anybody here yet, too bad. I'm going to do it anyway because I have to, because I need this. So Rabbeinu Zal says there, through azus, through the right kind of azus, a healthy kind of azus, a person is zeichet to enter into the kedusha, at umiskarven lahashiva royim, and to come close to the seven shepherds of the Jewish people, the seven tzaddikim, sheheim klolius emunas Yisrael. They symbolize the totality of faith. They represent all aspects of faith in Hashem. Sheheim mamshichim ho'emuna liYisrael. They are the ones who transmit and broadcast faith to the Jewish people. Vaydeze memalenes hayodayim. And when we're zecher to receive this faith from these seven shepherds, we fill our hands with this faith. And the pasuk says in Chumash, "Vayhi yodov emuna." His hands were outstretched in faith to Hashem, in an expression of faith to Hashem, by Moshe Rabbeinu when he was doing battle against Amalek. And we draw into the hands a light that's being transmitted by these seven shepherds. And we are zeicha to this seal of the hands, shehu choisem hu emuna, which is a seal of faith. And eventually, we're zeicha to have both seals, the seal of the hands and the seal of the feet, which Rabbi Nizal discusses there. Ki ikar toloi be'emuna, because everything is dependent on emuna, etc., etc. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev Heitev. Rav Nosnal says, study that chapter in Likutei Moran very, very well, so that you'll have a real good foundation and clarity that you'll need to be able to really appreciate this halacha in Likutei Halachos.